The one tight end move of Houston's cutdown weekend was a subtraction. Brevin Jordan was released among the 10 veterans let go Sunday, per the club's transaction report, and no addition followed. Houston made no waiver claims, per Jonathan M. Alexander at the Houston Chronicle. The room Dalton Schultz works in got thinner, while the receiver room next door got remade. Zay Jones and Sterling Shepard, the two veterans signed after Jaden Higgins's injury, were released 8 days after arriving, along with Justin Watson, per the transaction report. Kayshawn Bout, acquired from New England on Tuesday, and Xavier Hutchinson are expected to take the outside snaps opposite Nico Collins, while Tank Dell sits on injured reserve for at least 4 games, per Jared Koch at Texans on SI. Ryans was direct about what the trade was for. "We know we lost a significant player for us in Jaden Higgins," per Koch. Houston replaced its lost receiver with a receiver, not by redistributing the work inside. Schultz's own line this week was one play, and it was the first one. The opening play of Wednesday's joint practice in Charlotte was a completion to Schultz, per Mark Vandermeer at HoustonTexans.com. On the drive, C.J. Stroud finished with a touchdown throw to rookie Lewis Bond. Nothing else in the window is his. Friday's 16-13 finale loss was played by reserves, with most starters rested, per Koch. Last week's watch item asked where Schultz sits in the root rotation when the starters work. "One opening play is a thin answer, but it is an answer, and it lands where last week's did, with the starters, against another club's defense." The other half of the watch item, which receiver room survivors define the real competition for targets, is answered above. For a first-time listener, the thread: Schultz led Houston with 82 catches on 106 targets last season, and the June Red said the volume was the whole argument. The risk was the crowd forming around it. That crowd has now been torn up twice. 2 weeks ago, Higgins's season-ending injury thinned it. This week, the two street signings brought in as patches were cut, and the actual competition settled as Boot, Hutchinson, Noel, and Wayne, with Dell out until at least week 5. Nobody should celebrate injuries, and this episode won't. Two of the players clearing his target path are hurt teammates. But as a matter of arithmetic, the men contesting 100-plus targets keep getting younger and less established, and the team-leading catch total Schultz posted a season ago has fewer established hands reaching for it. We'll pick the thread back up once there are real snaps to count. Data via NFL Verse.